We have the victory. And so this teaching today, I'm really excited to continue this teaching from last week. And amen. And it was basically, if you're new, if you wasn't here last week and you're listening online, it was the title of last week's teaching was Shake It Off. Everybody say Shake It Off. I want to do a 3-minute review. Can I do a three-minute review? All right, so please, this don't check out on me. So we started last week with stop. Everybody say stop. This is basically an effort for us to make sure we are responsible with this Bible. Everybody say responsible. Things as we study to show ourselves approved. So everybody say stop. S stands for situation. Everybody say situation. The S and stop stands for situation. You know, there's no Walmarts in the Bible. There's no Teslas. There are no iPads. And the Sea of Galilee was not an ocean. It was more like Lake Hartwell. All right. And they walked in. And then the Bible characters had dusty feet. So the S and stop stands for situation. Everybody say situation. Or historical context. So when they had the washing of the feet, it's more memorable, or is it more impactful when you know they walked everywhere with either bare feet or sandals. So S stands for situation or context. T stands for type of literature. Everybody say type of literature. You're reading God's word. What am I reading? Psalm 1, Genesis, I'm reading Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings. Everybody say type of literature. Is it poetry? Is it prophecy? Is it a parable? Is it an epistle? The O and stop stands for object. Everybody say object. God, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Are you talking to the disciples? Are you talking to the church? Are you talking to Alpheus, Bartholomew, Anderson? The P and stop stands for prescription. Everybody say prescription. Or description. Is what I'm reading a prescription for Alpheus? Do I supposed to go to Lake Hartwell to test my faith and walk on water? Who walked on water in the Bible? Jesus. Who else walked on water in the Bible other than Jesus? Who he stepped on the water and he stood there for a while. And he took his eyes off of Jesus. At least that's how it's preached. And he sank. Do we supposed to go to Lake Hartwell to test our faith? And we step out on Lake Hartwell and walk on water? Is what I'm reading in the Bible a prescription or a description? Is it a description or is it a prescription? Is God prescribing to us to go to Lake Hartwell and to win in the entire Clemson to Christ by saying, hey, come here, watch me walk on water and watch my faith in action? You're going to sink quick, fast, in a hurry like you got weights on your ankles. So stop helps us to approach the passage responsibly and scholarly so we can get results. Amen? Amen. And so last week I lifted this passage, Acts 28. Turn to me, Acts 28. Acts 28. Acts 28. Acts chapter 28. I'll give you time to get there. Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. It's almost at the end of the Bible. Amen? So you know it's juicy in Acts. And I'm going to read the expanded view. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. All right, Sweetie, if you can show a picture of Malta while they are reading with me. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. I read this last week. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. That's good hospitality when it's cold and it's raining outside, kind of like today. You want to show people good hospitality. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood and he put it on the fire. A viper driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. Paul is shipwrecked. He is basically on his way to Rome because he preached Jesus, and he has to go see Caesar. He is unjustly arrested. He is on this island called Malta. All right, but Paul shook the snake off. Everybody say, shake it off. This is what we all want to get to. We want to read this. We want to experience this. Paul shook it off. He shook off the snake. He shook the snake off into the fire and suffered what? Side effects? He had to have stitches. He had to have his ankle wrapped up like mine is wrapped up right now. Oh, but I'm walking. I'm walking, devil. I may dance today. Did he have to be admitted and be under watch care? He suffered what? No harm. No ill effects. That is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Look at somebody say, I don't look like what I've been through. Come on, look at somebody and say, I don't look like what I'm going through. Look at somebody else and say, I don't look like what I feel on the inside right now. Yeah, I know how it is. We know how to put it on. Amen. All right, hoodie or no hoodie. All right, haircut or no haircut. I need one. Shake it off is a spiritual reflex every believer should possess. Last week I talked about shake it off. Flexing and reflexing. Everybody say flex. Flex. You flex. Flex or reflex. Reflex or flex on mental and physical attacks. This week I want to talk about shake it off, but having the Holy Ghost with street smarts. Everybody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. With street smarts. Paul shook it off. Paul, how did you do that? All right, a couple more minutes on review. Paul, how did you do that? How did you do this Greek word? Apatanaso. Everybody say apatanaso. Or apatinoxis. Everybody say apatinoxis. Paul, how did you shake it off? When you hear apatinaso, that means you shaking something off, you violently removing it. There's some things in our life we have to make sure we are not casual with the devil. He ain't playing fair, then, you know, I'm gonna up it. Amen? You want to hit me there? I'm going to hit you here. That's apatanaso. Apatanaso is to throw away. Everybody say throw it away. Everybody say shake it off. Apatanaso is to violently remove, to rid yourself of something attached. Everybody say apatanaso. You may have to go in your house and something you bought that reminds you of something or something you bought in another country. And you may have to apatanaso. You may have to throw that thing out your house. Because you're like, there is something weird happening in my house. And you should go in your house in every single room. You should get the oil out. You should anoint your house. You should just do a survey. You should do an apatanaso. Y'all gonna do that this week? Paul, how have you been navigating life these days? When I read about Paul, man, Paul has went through a lot of challenges and changes. First of all, he killed Christians, and now he's preaching that you be a Christian. What a life. Look at somebody and say, don't give up on your president. Oh, why did I say that? Oh, my goodness. He killed Christians, and now he's like the leading evangelist in the Bible. Paul, how did you navigate these challenges and the change of scenery and many obstacles in life? Everybody say, Paul, how did you do it? His reflexes. How did you shake off a snake like that? I mean, you just shook off. Sometimes it's hard to shake off life. It's hard to shake off a headache. It's hard to shake off what you see on the news. It's hard to shake off the phone call you just got. It's hard to shake off what you're feeling in your Bible. Everybody say, shake it off. Apatanaso is to violently shake it off. Please do not be casual with what you want exiting your life. Sometimes you got to look like you're crazy in order to not go crazy. I mean, if you got to walk down the street, I am healed, I am healed, I am saved, I am set free, and you ain't even got your ear pods on. Because if you got your ear pods on, they're going to think you're on a phone call. But you won't have it. You just got God in your heart. And the Holy Ghost is speaking through you. And you say, I am healed. You, man, you look like he's crazy. Well, he's looking like he's crazy in order to not go crazy. Amen? Yeah. Somebody put something in the atmosphere that you want God to do. You're speaking. You're calling things that are not to be. Come on, put something in the atmosphere. I am healed. I am debt free. I'm no longer XYZ. Yeah. Paul, you have a history of the reflex of discernment. Paul, you can see the reflex of discernment. He was able to recognize this woman following him and others, and he was able to say, hey, you of the devil. That like Paul has this reflex thing that's going on. He says, you've been used by Satan. You got to know how to walk in your house. Well, I keep saying house. You got to walk in your house, in your school, on your job, in your family, and know when somebody's being used by the devil. This reflex of discernment that Paul had, man, is next level. He knew how to navigate being locked up unjustly in Acts 16. You knew how he navigated that. If you remember reading in Acts 16, of course, when Paul and Silas prayed, they sang unto the Lord, and then the jail, basically, there was an earthquake, and then he didn't leave, and then he navigated that by having street smarts and the Holy Ghost. He knew what to say. He knew what to say. Even though he was locked up unjustly, he knew what to say to make them treat him fairly. Does that make sense? One time they wanted to lock up Paul, and he got away. They lowered him down on a wall so he can escape. They mess with us that are preaching the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. But you got to have street smarts and the Holy Ghost. They lowered Paul on, just think about the sensation, the sights, the sounds, the strategy. Paul got away. He said, you know what? This ain't the day. This ain't the day. I don't want to be fooling with this today. So you got to have the Holy Ghost and street smarts. You got to know when to hold them and know when to what? Paul, you sure are not afraid to speak your mind. Paul, you bold, brave, and brilliant. You don't mind speaking your mind. Why? Because let this mind, which is also in Christ, be in me. Let this mind be in me, which is also what? That's why I don't mind speaking my mind. Because it's not Alpheus's mind. It's not my opinion. Amen? It's in love anyway. Amen? I love you, nephew. I love you, cousin. I love you, dad. I love you, grandma. To tell you the truth. Amen? The reflex that Paul has to discern and to perceive. Remember, Paul he was on a ship on his way to Rome being locked up for preaching the gospel. He already knew that he wasn't supposed to be on the ship anyway, because remember last week I said in Acts 27:10, he said, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage. I perceive that, hey, you put me on this ship, it's going to be with much hurt and damage. We don't need to get on the ship. Everybody say, we don't need to do that. Everybody say, we don't need to do that. Everybody say, I told you so. Paul is basically saying here, I'm pre-telling you, I told you so. Anybody ever been like that? You had to tell a family member, you had to tell somebody, listen, you may not want to do that. And then later on they say, you know what? This has caused me much headache. This relationship has caused me much headache. You know, my uncle did tell me not to fool with that joker, because if I did get in a relationship with him, it was going to be, I perceive if you get in this relationship, it's going to be with much hurt and much damage. Don't fool with him. Who am I talking to in this camera? Don't fool with her. I perceive you don't need to take that job. This is Pentecost Sunday. It's about the Holy Ghost leading us and guiding us. I remember I was supposed to be in Nashville this week. Didn't go. Last minutely, didn't go. I have a history of canceling flights last minutely, and it all makes sense later on. Didn't go to Nashville. It all makes sense right now. I perceive if I would have went to Nashville, it just would have been with much hurt and much damage. And just inconvenience. Everybody say, get the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, get the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead you, will guide you. It's Pentecost Sunday. It's not just about speaking in tongues, which we will read here in a second what that even really means. The Holy Ghost will comfort you. He will lead you. He will guide you. We have the victory. The Holy Ghost is. What if the scripture read like this? Out of the heat. Sickness came out of the heat and fastened on my hand or whatever. And he shook off the beast, he shook off the sickness into the fire and felt no harm. That should be, when you leave here, everything that I say, you should leave here with the confidence that it will not harm you. Bitterness came out of the heat and fastened to you, or tried to attach itself to you. But guess what? Can't harm me. Addiction. Lust and temptation came out of the heat and tried to fasten itself on my hand and my heart. But I shook it off. Everybody say shake it off. And felt no harm. Depression tried to come out of the heat. The heat of life. Everybody say heat of life. The heat of life is life and heat of life. That's a remix. Depression tried to come out of the heat of life, but I shook it off back into the fire. Resist the devil and he will flee. You go right back to the pit of hell where you belong. You go back to the fire. All right? And he shook it off. Let me give you a few more. Rejection and abandonment. Molestation and sexual abuse and trauma. Generational cycles try to come out of the heat. You know that thing would show up in an inopportune time. You could be 44 like me. You can be 70. Nobody's over 70 but in here. But you could be 44. You can be 55. It will come in an inopportune time. Everybody say, shake it off. Everybody say, shake it off. And you will feel no harm, no effects. You can be delivered. Everybody say, you can be delivered. Everybody say, I will be delivered. Everybody say, I will get over this. Chronic illnesses. Yes, you can have chronic. Like I said, nobody's over 70. Maybe you're 62. You could have been dealing with this thing for 62 years. This chronic illness. It came out of the heat. Y'all don't believe this. Y'all believe this? And it tried to fasten itself to me for 62 years. But I'm still going to shake it off. Everybody say, I'm going to shake it off. Everybody say, I'm going to beat this thing. There's nothing you are or will be going through that the Holy Spirit cannot help you navigate. It's Pentecost Sunday. Let's talk about the Holy Ghost. What is he here for? Probably the most underutilized person, Holy Ghost, to help you find your keys. Help you pick the right doctor. That is very loaded in itself. I don't think y'all heard what I just said. Pick the right doctor. I mean, there's a chiropractor that I used to go to. I can't remember the last time I went to him. But before he would crack me up. That sounds funny. He cracked me up. Doctor, I can't say his name is very eloquent. He would pray. He's a believer. He would pray before he would. I'm like, I think you do need to pray. Because everything that you are doing, and I'm like, am I going to survive this? The Holy Ghost, before you pick your doctor, before you pick your mate, before you pick where you're going to eat. Why do you think cancer is so huge, is so prevalent these days? It's because of what we're eating. We're not praying before we go to this restaurant to eat. You saw they had roaches on Facebook. Why did you go there? Because they got good lamb chops. You at your greedy self. We got to ask the Holy Ghost, where am I supposed to eat today? Let this food be food for my nourishment and strength to my body, not negativity and curse to my body. You know he didn't tell you to go to Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme and Whole Foods to the dessert section. You think because you went to the Whole Foods, you say, but you went to the dessert section. The Holy Ghost in a turn to John 16:13. John 16:13 says, when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, is come, Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit of truth is come, he will do what? He will do what? He will do what? He will guide you in all the things, into all truth. in all truth. When the Holy Spirit comes, when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, is come. How many has the Holy Ghost, have the Holy Ghost in your life, in your heart? I mean, listen, some days you probably feel like it feels like fire. And something bubbles up, something on the inside works on the outside. I get it. I know what it feels like. So I'm only going to get to one more. And so I added another one. So now it's 7 ways. And last week it was recognize the viper, also return to consecration, fasting and praying, fasting and praying. Let's include this spiritual discipline in our every week. We need results, don't we? Am I the only one that needs results? Am I the only one that needs clarity? Am I the only one that needs this giant slave? Let's all corporately pray more and consecrate more and fast more. Amen? 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 Clap your hands if you're going to do that. That's a good place to give God a shout. Rudy. Listen, it is the hardest thing to do, to not eat. Am I right? Yeah. To not eat is the hardest thing. Because if you don't eat, you die. And that's what God says he wants to do. I said it last week. God wants us to die. Acts 1. Turn to Acts 1. It's Pentecost Sunday. This is it. This is it right here. This is it. This is the wind. This is leading up to Pentecost Sunday. But you will receive the purpose of Pentecost Sunday. The purpose of the Holy Spirit. There's a misnomer that the Holy Spirit is here on earth to do one thing. And I want to give some clarity, some consideration this morning. Acts 1, I read this weeks ago. And I didn't even think that it would lead up the way it's leading up to today. But you will receive the power when the what? Holy Spirit has come upon you. And when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, what will happen? What will happen? You will be my witness in Jerusalem, at the house, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Okay? I'm not reteaching this. I'm just leading this up to Pentecost Sunday scripture. And when he had said these things, and they were looking on, he was lifted up, and the cloud took him out of their sight. Okay? When the Holy Spirit has come, you will be what? Be my witness. What is the Holy Ghost here for? Let's return to Acts 2. Y'all, I like this turning. It's kind of like cardio, Bible cardio. When you turn, if you got a physical Bible, you can turn. It's cardio for your thumbs. Y'all all right? Amen. Let's go to Acts 2. Acts chapter 2. Pentecost Sunday. Acts chapter 2. And let's, I don't have it on the screen. My apology. So you have to find it on your phone or your Bible. Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come. Everybody say fully come. Fully come. Everybody say fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to do what? Speak with other tongues. What kind of tongues? As the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit gave them utterance, and they spoke in other languages. Verse 5, and there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. From every what? Think about that. Think about the imagery of that. If you've ever been to an airport getting ready to take an international trip, you may be headed to Spain, and you see a lot of locals on that trip. You may see a lot of Europeans on the trip going to Europe. Or if you're going to Egypt, you kind of sense a shift on the plane with the language, with the culture. But imagine here, every nation. Everybody say every nation. Everybody say every nation. Everybody say every nation. Verse 6, And when the sound occurred, the multitude came together. You know that's the Holy Ghost because every nation did what? They came together, but they came together when there was a what? A sound. When the sound came forth, every nation came together. We got to come together. And if we can't come together in America, how can every nation on earth come together? We got to get it together on our street, on our homes. We got to get it together in our churches. Churches, we got to come together. Amen. That's why the Holy Ghost is absent from many of our churches. We can't do what? We can't come together. It's hard to deny yourself. Y'all okay? They came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Confused now, but I think they're going to get excited in a few more verses. Then they were all amazed. Confused and then amazed. From confused, confusement, is that a word? Help me out. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I got it. She said, yeah, that's a word. You make it up. It don't matter. From confusement to amazement. I was trying to, yeah, see what I was trying to do. Confusement, amazement. From confusement to amazement. That's what the Holy Ghost would do. He would take a confused situation and cause you to be amazed, because when the Holy Ghost gets in a situation and work that thing out, you will be confused at how it got even got worked out. Everybody say amazement. Everybody say confusement. I just wanted to get that out. They were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? Question mark. And how is it that we hear our own language in which we were born? Holy Ghost came. There was a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And they all start kantabai. Kiko te kiko miyavi. Bonjour. What's up? Hola. Hello. Give me something else. Give me another language. Alabamos junto, señor. Let's praise the Lord in Spanish. Alabamos. So that's what happened. Everybody say, that's what happened. Now, how every nation could understand each other. Y'all know that's the Holy Ghost. You ever travel internationally and try to ask where the bathroom is in English, and they look at you, where's the bathroom? This is what you're going to get the man. So many. I mean, I can't tell you how confused I've been in so many countries. But then when I learned unda ibanyota, they say it's over there. That means where's the restroom? Unda ibanyota. It's the best feeling. It's the best feeling in the world when you have clarity. Everybody say clarity, which is giving us a glimpse what perhaps this Pentecost account is about. Everybody say clarity. Every nation, but they can understand each other. They were speaking not in a heavenly language. There's another place for that. But this is not the heavenly language passage. That's why we got to stop. S stands for what? Situation. T stands for what? Type of literature. O stands for what? Object. P stands for what? Is it a prescription or is it a description? That's why we have to stop. This is not the heavenly language passage. Are y'all reading this with me? There's another place for that. And how can we understand? How are we understanding each other? I mean, like in the natural. This scripture is lifting. How are we understanding each other in the natural? So the next time I go to Africa or Egypt and want to speak Uganda, Katanda God, Malunji Great, Twebaza, thank you, Ema. That's what I'm going to sing. Katanda God, and I know everybody from the village or wherever, from the mansions, and because everybody in Africa don't live in villages. That's a misnomer. I know they're going to come out and they're going to dance with me. Twebaza ulawa kwagala kwo. What did I just say? What did I just say? What did I just say? Twebaza ulawa kwagala kwo. Twebaza ulawa kwagala kwo. I'm about to run on this ankle because what I said, Lord, we thank you for your love. Now you got translation. It feels good in the room, right? Tue baza ula wa kwa gala kwo. Say it with me. Tue baza ula wa kwa gala kwo. Tue baza ula wa kwa gala kwo. You say, you know, I know it means, Lord, we thank you for your love, but it's still, you know, I speak English. No speaker Luganda. But you see how the Holy Ghost will give clarity. The Holy Ghost is your compass. Write this down. Pentecost is about perhaps clarity, preparation to evangelize, getting your peace. What's your PhD? What does PhD stand for? Power to handle the devil. Perhaps Pentecost is about getting your PhD. Perhaps it's about help. Everybody say help. Help. Perhaps Pentecost is about you getting the help that you need after this experience. And the Holy Ghost encounter will cause you to leave that encounter knowing that you got help. Everybody say, I got help. We know we got help. We need to be reminded today that we have a help. Holy Ghost is here to help us. And perhaps it highlights unity in diversity. Everybody say unity in diversity. Everybody say unity in diversity. Everybody say unity in diversity. Give me just a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes, okay? Y'all enjoying just walking through the Word of God like this? What else we got to do in this rain? Nothing. We can't eat. We're fasting, right? Acts 2. In verse number 9. I won't read these names because I don't want to mess up the how you say it. Amen. But in verse 9, look at all of the languages that are lifted here. Or look at all of the people groups that are lifted here in verse 9 and verse 10. Visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. Arabs speak what? Arabic. Okay, we hear them speaking in our own tongues. What are they speaking? They are speaking ula wa kwa gala kwo. They're speaking the wonders of God. Everybody say wonderful works of God. They're speaking the wonderful works of God. So they were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Everybody say, what does this mean? I am giving you again, if I stop teaching right now, I think we can read this and we can look at this and say, perhaps Pentecost Sunday, Pentecost, this account, which is about how many days after resurrection? I think it's 50 days. 50 days. And I think it's around 10 days after in Acts 1. When Jesus ascended to heaven to prepare a place for us, I think it's 10 days after that, something like that. You guys go fact check that, but it's right there. 50 days, 10 days after Jesus ascended. Amen? Amen. And so perhaps Pentecost is about, again, clarity. Everybody say clarity. 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 We need clarity as a church. We need clarity as a family. We need clarity as an individual. This country needs clarity. This country doesn't need another bill, another legislative paper consideration, whatever they introduce in government. Not another legislation. We need clarity. We need the Holy Ghost to reveal to us what we need to do. What should we do? How we should move, how we should navigate what some say is global warming, the ocean rising, or the weather patterns. Like, Holy Ghost, you know God controls the winds and the waves. Why are we asking the weatherman? Everybody say, ask God. Everybody say, speak to God about the winds and the waves. Okay? Acts 28. So I didn't read this last week, and I'm going to stop in about 7.5 minutes, if somebody want to put the timer on, and because this now is after Pentecost Sunday. When the islanders saw the snake on this beautiful island, from his hand they said to each other, this man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, The goddess of justice has not allowed him to live, but Paul shook the snake off. Everybody say, shake it off. He suffered no effects. Next, he suffered no effects. The people expected him to die, but he didn't die. Everybody say, I'm not going to die. Everybody say, I'm going to get through this. So they went from confusement to amazement. Y'all see that? Again, they went from confusement to what? Amazement, because he didn't die. Let's keep going. And Acts 28. All right, this is, didn't read this last week. I particularly didn't read this last week. He kind of explored the island. Everybody say explore. His father was sick in the bed. Let me give more context here. I want to make sure. Acts 28. All right, let me go to my paper Bible. Acts 28. Everybody say Acts 28. Everybody say Acts 28. Everybody say Acts 28. Alpheus, are you stalling? There. I'm stalling. Acts 28, verse 7. In that region on the island, there was an estate. My nephew called it estate. You know you got a big house if it's called an estate. But it really should be called what? Estate. You got an estate of the leading citizen of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. So now Paul, this is after Pentecost. So now Paul is on this island, and he's in a strange land. And normally, internationally, they speak what? They speak another language. Perhaps, could it be, Paul has the gift of being able to speak in different languages after Pentecost? The Bible doesn't say that. I'm saying perhaps. Because Paul is on this island and he is navigating. They have him in somebody's house. Verse 8. His father was sick in the bed. They took him somewhere. This is a prominent person. His father was sick, suffering from a fever and dysentery. Nobody wants that. Paul went in to see him and after prayer placed his hands on him and healed him. When this had happened, the rest of the sick on the island did what? Came and what? Were cured. They honored us in many ways. When we were ready to sail, they even furnished us with the supplies we needed to get off of this island. How was Paul able to navigate in a strange land? To me, it looks like now Paul is somewhat of a hero. He's healing people. He's shaking off snakes. This looks like Mark 16 to me. Let's turn to Mark 16. We really getting our cardio. Everybody say Mark 16. This looks like Mark 16, verse 18 to me. And these signs, verse 17, will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with what? New tongues. Verse 18. They will take up what? Serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Shake it off. Looks like we'll lay hands on the sick and they will cover. Looks like Paul is walking out Mark 16, chapter 16, 8, verse 18 to me. Amen. 3 minutes left. I told you I would 7.5 minutes. So what we're reading, because we're exploring this for the next, again, I'm here teaching, and I want to stay in the scripture. Perhaps Acts 28 is because of Acts 2. Perhaps Acts 28 was so successful because of Acts 2. What do I mean by that? Because Acts 2 allowed Paul to communicate, cohabitate, and to cure, aka heal. That's because of Acts 2. What happened on Acts 2? That's Pentecost Sunday. Everybody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Two more minutes. Acts 28. And I know how to buy extra minutes if I need to, so don't worry. Acts 28, verse 11. After 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. So in other words, Paul is about to get off this island. We just read that the locals, He gained favor with the locals. Everybody say Holy Ghost. When you gain favor with your boss on your job, that's the Holy Ghost. When you gain favor with your professor at school, that's the Holy Ghost. Let's not get cocky. It's not Alpheus. It's the Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Paul gained favor with the locals. Why are people always blessing you, giving you compliments, hanging around you? That's the Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. So Paul gained favor with the locals, and they helped him get off this island. But look at the ship he got on. After 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered on the island. Basically, it was docked on the island. It was a Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of two gods, Castor and Pollux. Do y'all see that? Everybody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. So Paul, you got the Holy Ghost, right? I'm talking to Paul. Y'all walk with me for 2 seconds. Only got 2 minutes left. Paul, you got the Holy Ghost. You sure you're going to get on this ship? The last ship you got on didn't survive. But this ship right here is marked by two false gods. Paul, you sure you want to get on this ship? Everybody say, Paul, you sure? Paul, you want to get on the ship. He has the Holy Ghost. Y'all check this out. The Holy Ghost will tell you what rooms, what cars, what environments you have the authority to occupy. Yes, this ship was marked by false gods, but Paul got on it. You just got to make sure your footsteps are ordered by God. Because if not, that environment that you're in could take you out. I got a lot of musician friends, family members that do not play gospel music only. You hear me? So that you are in environments that's not gospel music friendly environments. And you're a Christian. You just better know that if your footsteps are ordered by God, just make sure that environment is not going to take you out or eat you alive. All right, so maybe I'll send this message to many of them, and maybe they can hear it and be aware. You have to have the Holy Ghost to get on the ship. You have to have the Holy Ghost to get on the ship that's marked by two false gods. On the bow of the ship are two false gods. This is a good place to end because the Bible says every knee will what? Y'all don't see that? Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Clap your hands. I said 7.5.